Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Mem Vav, Kiddushin 46b, pagination 92, starting from the top line. Itmar, we learned. Hamikadesh Achoso, a person who gives Kiddushin to his sister, using the words that he wants to marry her, but you can't marry your sister. It is an erva, a prohibited relationship, so prohibited that the Kiddushin does not take effect at all. You'll recall, particularly in Maseches Yevamos, we discussed which types of prohibited relationships the Kiddushin would work, but it's prohibited, and which type are totally off limits, and the Kiddushin doesn't even take effect, like a mother, like a married woman, like a sister. It's so off limits, the Kiddushin doesn't work. So what happens with the money that he gave for the Kiddushin? Rav Omar Ma'os Chozrim. Rav says the money gets returned. Ushmuel Omar Ma'os Matono. And Shmuel says that the money ends up being a gift, which is the way we paskin in Evan Ezer Simin Nun Se'if Beis, that it's a gift. Rav Omar Ma'os Chozrim. Rav says that the money returns to the man because Adam Yodea She'en Kiddushin Tovsin Ba'acho, so everybody knows that Kiddushin doesn't work with his sister. So we have to understand, what in the world was he doing? V'goma v'nosan l'shum pikadon, and his intent was that she should watch the money. V'leimala l'shum pikadon, so why didn't he just tell her to hold it as a pikadon? As a person, a shomer, guarding it for him. Savar lo mekablo. He was worried that she wouldn't agree. So he kind of tricked her into guarding the money, to holding the money for him for this period of time, and now he wants it back. Ushmuel savar, but Shmuel holds, ma'us matana. The money is considered a gift. We start off with the same logic. Adam yodea she'en kiddushin tovsin ba'achoso. A person understands that kiddushin cannot be done with his sister. V'gomar v'nosan l'shum matana, and he went and gave it to her as a gift, is Shmuel's conclusion. V'neimala l'shum matana. Why didn't he simply tell her, I want to give you a gift? Sava k'sifa la milsa. He was worried that she would be embarrassed to take a gift from him, and therefore he gave it to her with this pretense of Kiddushin, even though Kiddushin is clearly not relevant. So we have a machlokes whether the money returns to him or the money is considered a gift, and we paskin that the money is a gift because it's quite clear that you can't do Kiddushin with your sister. The Chalkas Mechokek points out that if a woman, for example, would be married and her husband goes to a faraway country and word gets back that he's dead and someone went and gave her Kiddushin. Remember, they used to do Kiddushin even without being quite ready to take her into their house. So someone gave her Kiddushin. Good catch. She's available. He did the Kiddushin. And then it turns out that the husband is alive, and the rumor was false. So in such a case, the Kiddushin indeed is betaus, by mistake, in error, and the money would go back. Because this discussion, and paskening like Shmuel, is only because everybody knows that Kiddushin doesn't work with the sister, and he gave it as a gift. But in a different case where it was truly a mistake, the money would be returned to the man. Now, I'd like to explore what's kind of between the lines here. Everybody knows that Kiddushin doesn't work with your sister. Sister is a relationship that everybody knows is prohibited. And we find in another Gemara as well, Emar L'Chochma Achosiat is understood to teach us that you should know Torah as well as you know that your sister is prohibited to you. What's interesting is that of all the prohibited relationships, sister is actually an interesting one in that it's not prohibited historically in all applications. We find, for example, Medrash tells us that twin sisters were born with Cain and Hevel, the first brothers. And the understanding is that they indeed married their sisters, daughters of Adam and Chava. And that's who they married. And apparently, the prohibition against marrying a sister was not yet in place. Likewise, we have a concept that there's a distinction between a sister through the father or a sister through the mother. In other words, in a conventional case, she's a sister through both. It's the same parents. But you could have where the father has a child with a different woman and the mother has a child with a different husband. And now these half brother and sister are being considered in terms of marriage, at least historically. We find that Avraham Avinu made the comment that Sarah is my sister through my father, a granddaughter, ach lo bas imi, but not the daughter of my mother. And the king of Mitzrayim would understand that to mean, certainly I wouldn't marry the sister of my mother, but the sister of my father, I'm allowed to marry. Indeed, the Rambam, in that context, writes in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes Halacha Hei, that the prohibition is achoso me'imo, in that context, a sister through the mother. For modern day halacha, or since the Torah was given, the rules are definitely quite different. The Pasuk in Acharemos, Perek Yidches, Pasuk Tes, clearly tells us, Achoscha bas avicha o vas imecha, your sister through your father or through your mother. And that's the working prohibition that we talk about. So on a halachic level, certainly everybody knows that you can't marry your sister. But at least historically, it's interesting to note that humanity generally began, Hashem set it up that way, that they would marry a sister, and Hashem set it up that way. To say that it was prohibited, it makes far more sense. It's understood that the prohibition was not introduced until later. And likewise, with the expression of Avraham Avinu and the concept of pre-Har Sinai law, that there's a concept of differentiating between a sister through a father or a sister through a mother. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.